Taylor's Bench. How can I help you?
Hey, Leslie, it's Olivia again.
Hi.
Hold
on a second, okay?
Okay, okay.
Yeah. Hello?
Hey, it's Olivia from the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Oh, just fine. How are you doing?
Good, good. I've been working on your file right now, and I just have a few questions for you.
Okay.
So it's the ownership, you, like where you guys are now, the 609 Main Street, it's mortgaged? Like,
I'm renting.
Oh, you rent it? How much per month is that?
It's about $750 a month.
Okay, $750 a month. What's your landlord's name?
David Sorensen.
Can you spell that for me?
Sorensen, it's S-O-R-E-N-S-O-R. Oh, shoot. I got it written down. It's been a hard name. Sorensen.
S-O-R-E-N-S-O-N?
Something like that, yeah.
Do you have his phone number?
Yes, let me see if I can find it, okay?
Hold on. Okay, no problem.
Okay, it's 622 6311.
And it's the 575 area code, right?
Yes.
All right, I'm sorry, 575-622-5311?
6311.
Oh, 6311, okay. 63. And then 6311.
Correct.
Perfect. And then it's Sorensen, S-O-R-E-N-S-O-N?
S-O-R-E-N-S-O-N.
Perfect.
Sorensen.
And then Sorensen. Perfect. Yeah. And then I know we had talked about that you were looking for about $25K for additional inventory, and then you want to also take out some ads. How much are you going to be spending on the inventory, and like about how much for the ads?
Well, what I'm really trying to get is like 10,000 worth of inventory, and then I got to catch up on some of my backed up bills.
Okay, so
that's
backed up
10,000, and then the other. I'm thinking of more than 20,000 to be okay, and then the other ones just keep there for. In case I have to order something.
Okay. So how much bills do you have to pay off right now?
Let me see. What is it? I'm a little backed up with Mr. Sorensen, but I talked to him. I told him what I'm trying to do, and he said, "Okay, we'll wait till next year. See how you come out
okay.
to Christmas season, because he knows that I do well, and you know." And
yeah.
And I catch up with him, but and that's where I'm at right now.
Okay,
and
so
I'm trying to get that situation.
So mainly just the rent.
Yes.
Okay. So mainly $10K for inventory, kind of like taking care of some bills, and then just having that extra cushion in case you need it.
Right.
Okay, yes. And then how much do you think the inventory is going to make you this Christmas season?
I say if everything goes well, I'm thinking I'm going to triple, you know.
Okay, so at least like 30K, triple.
Right, maybe 20, you know, if
okay.
if it don't go well.
Okay, maybe 20 if things are slow.
Right.
Okay.
You know, with the inventory that I had last year, I came out pretty well, up to 10,000. that Christmas.
So last year you were up 10,000?
For that month, you know, December.
Perfect.
And then and I didn't have very much inventory, you know.
Okay, so now if you had additional inventory, you could make even more.
Right, because a lot of people were asking, do you have this, do you have that, can you order me this? And, you know, and it takes a little bit more to order. A lot of people just hesitate when, when you have to order. And
yeah.
If you have it at the store, you know, it'll be a sale.
Yeah, it's a lot faster. And then they can see it right away. They can decide right then and there.
Yes, ma'am.
So that, like, definitely makes sense. Okay, so it's last year you had limited inventory and you made 10,000.
Yeah.
And then if you had double the inventory, you could probably double your sales.
Correct.
And so you're thinking increase of 10K inventory, you can at least make at least the 20 to 30K additional.
Right.
Awesome. And do you think that just takes... for the holiday season, like how long does it normally take? Like 3 months, 2 months?
For to kick in?
Yeah, the turnover for the inventory.
It really starts right after Thanksgiving, you know, right before Thanksgiving, and you know, it goes there. It starts right there for me.
Okay,
that's
perfect.
When, people start coming in shopping and looking and. And they'll say, we'll be back. And most, 90% of the time they come back and get what they saw.
Okay. Okay, that makes a lot of sense. And so, to recap on, like, everything you guys do, you guys sell designer jewelry, diamonds, you make custom designs, and then you also specialize in appraisals and jewelry repairs?
Jewelry repair. That's our main strength is jewelry repair.
Uh-huh.
That's where our income comes all year round.
We
do a lot of repairs, replacing stones, diamonds, emeralds, rubies, and we also repair silver and turquoise. A lot of jewelries around here don't do it, and a lot of people are already knowing that. We specialize on that, so they're bringing, you know, their turquoise and silver to us.
Oh, so you also specialize in the turquoise and silver?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And so what does that, like, make you guys, like, it's like a niche market because no one else does that in the area?
Yes, because of New Mexico and Arizona, and, you know, there's a lot of reservations over here, a lot of Indian jewelry, and a lot of people buy it, and sometimes they break, and we repair it.
Okay.
A lot of jewelry stores around here don't want to touch it.
Why is that?
Because it's too time-consuming. You have to pull out stones to repair it, and we got our ways by not taking stones out. We do it our way. And it comes out perfect.
Oh, nice.
We don't tell them how we do it. We just do it. And our secret is among us.
No, I definitely understand that. Okay. And then I think, let me see if there's anything else I need for your file. Because we can start, at least start processing it right away. I have, let me just make sure everything. So you've been in business for 8 years, right?
8 years, yes.
Okay. The 609 Main Street on Roswell, New Mexico, 88201?
Yes, it's 609 North Main.
Main, okay. And then your first name is Francisco?
Francisco Javier. What?
Okay, Francisco. Okay, I was like, I've been calling you Javier.
that's the way I was going, but now I got to get my real name in there.
Yeah. Okay. Do you guys have a website right now or no?
A what?
A website.
A website. We're working on that.
Okay. No worries.
We're on the internet, but not a website completely done. Uh-huh.
And then you're the 100% owner, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then have that. The Wells Fargo account, it's a checking account?
It's checking and the business account.
Business checking, okay. Okay, and then we have your references, that's good. Okay, so then all I need left is just some of the files left. So, like I said, the 12 months bank statements.
Okay.
The 4 months of the merchant processing statements. I talked to Leslie too, so she said she'll be getting me some of that.
Okay.
And then what do we have? The first two pages of the business tax return. Did you say you had 2015 or just 2014?
2015, yeah, I got it.
You do have, okay, perfect.
Yes, I got it.
2015. And then she's going to have you sign the application, so you don't have to fill everything out again, you just have to sign the bottom.
Yeah, I signed it already.
Oh, okay, perfect. And she'll, like, either fax that over or email it to me. Either way is fine.
All right.
Okay, cool. I will follow up with you tomorrow. Hopefully, if she gets all this into me today, we can start processing it today and hopefully have an answer for you by tomorrow or the next day.
Okay.
Okay. All right, and I'll definitely keep you in the loop.
Okay.
All right, thanks, Javier. Talk to you soon.
Okay,
right. Bye-bye. Bye.